simple and secure. Stay compliant while operating with ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Lusaka High Court grants Tasila Lungu permission for judicial review over Chawama parliamentary seat. President Hichilema orders recruitment of more teachers to boost free education. And Zimbabwe says 15 nationals killed after being lured to fight for Russia.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. And now the news in detail. The Lusaka High Court has granted former President Edgar Lungu's daughter, Tasila Lungu, permission to commence judicial review proceedings against Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha and Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, over the decision to declare the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant on November 28, 2025. In its ruling, the court noted that Ms. Lungu has presented sufficient grounds to warrant judicial review, highlighting that the matter raises serious legal issues that require further examination. The court further ruled that Ms. Lungu has demonstrated that there is a case fit for further investigation. Judge Sharon Newa accordingly granted leave for Ms. Lungu to commence judicial review proceedings. However, Judge Newa stated that since the by-election for Chawama constituency has already taken place, the application to stay the execution of the Speaker's decision has been overtaken. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed Education Minister Douglas Siakalima to employ more teachers in a bid to support the government's free education policy and improve the teacher-pupil ratio across the country. The head of state has also called for the expansion of classroom space and increased provision of desks as more children continue returning to school under the policy. Speaking during a special church service at the United Church of Zambia Luansha Town Congregation on the Copper Belt, President Hichilema has urged members of parliament, councillors, mayors and district commissioners to work in unity and remain committed to serving the people of Luansha.
We're elected into public office to work for the people. Ministers here, colleagues, are you not proud to see the children of Luansha back in school? Those who were out of school are now back in school because of free education. And we should continue expanding classroom spaces as more children return to school. We should continue buying more desks. We must continue, Minister of Education, employing more teachers. Not just for jobs for Imisepela, because all the teachers were employing our youth, but more so to improve the pupil-teacher ratio.
Meanwhile, Copper Belt clergyman Bishop Joseph Kajila has expressed disappointment over mob violence in northwestern province that led to the death of NLS Kamutumbe, saying he feels ashamed of the incident. Bishop Kajila has also declared support for the president's vision and initiatives and pledged to mobilize prayers in support of his leadership, including re-election bid in August.
Commend your commitment to inclusive governance. You can count on the church as a willing partner to serve with you, sir. As clergy on the Copper Belt and in Russia, we commit to serving our God through serving his people with compassion, integrity, and dedication. We declare our support for your vision, your initiatives, and pledge to mobilize prayers and support for your continued leadership, including your re-election bid in August 2026.
Cabinet has warned procurement officers in the public service that abuse of resources and delays in procurement processes could result in job losses. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa said inefficiencies in procurement negatively affect national development. Speaking during the Group 2 session of the second annual Procurement Committee workshop in a speech read on his behalf by Cabinet Office Permanent Secretary for Special Duties, Wisdom Walia, Mr. Kangwa has emphasized that timely procurement is critical to the successful implementation of government programs and projects.
So you are in this position, you are in a privileged position, but don't abuse this position. Because what you are handling, these are public resources. Which resources should contribute to the masses out there? The moment you become selfish, a life will be lost somewhere. And these are the issues we are seeing now. This government is gone. This has disappeared because we have become selfish. It shouldn't be the case for him. So let's not be in a hurry to become wealthy. Have the patience. Because at times, even when you want to impress people, they will remain, you will go. And you'll be on the street and it's rough out there.
And Zambia Institute of Procurement and Supply President Daniel Kabamba said the workshop aims to equip procurement officers in local authorities with the necessary skills and knowledge to improve service delivery.
This workshop has been meticulously designed to equip procurement members with essential knowledge, tools, and strategies to enhance procurement decisions, make decision-making, and strengthen governance within local authorities. Key focus areas of the workshop will include understanding where and why procurement process stop. What's the problem? We have had a number of prominent issues. One of them, we're trying to look at authorities in terms of issuance of clearance.
The We Are One Zambia Alliance, WAZA, has urged voters to elect presidential candidates with clean records and the ability to fulfill their campaign promises ahead of the August general elections. Speaking during a media briefing, WAZA 2026 presidential candidate Kapembwa Simbao said those aspiring to lead the country must demonstrate integrity and be responsive to the challenges facing citizens. Mr. Simbao has noted that having served under three presidents, namely Levi Mwanawasa, Rupia Banda and Edgar Lungu, he is determined to lead WAZA into government after this year's general elections.
The team you see in front here has a lot of excellent experience in governance, and I mean good governance, experience in industry, and experience in people politics. I and the team are people of integrity and are clean. Character matters. Integrity matters. I've worked in several ministerial positions and under three heads of state, Mr. Levi Mwanawasa, Mr. Rufia Banda, and Mr. Edgar Lungu.
And WAZA running mate Yusuf Dodia said Zambia has not fully utilized its strategic location in the sub-region to boost trade, adding that the country continues to experience capital flight.
Zambia is surrounded by eight neighbors, which have become major trading partners, giving Zambia captured markets for the exports of food products, services, education and health services. Currently, Zambia is not benefiting from these options, and we continue to see capital flight, illicit financial flows, and the brain drain on a daily basis.
Meanwhile, WAZA chairperson Sakwiva Sukota said leaders of the alliance have set aside their differences and are united in supporting a common vision to take the alliance forward.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zanaco Bank PLC has reaffirmed its resilience and strong financial position following the conclusion of its 56th annual general meeting, where the bank announced solid performance results